Hey, I am Jess, and I'm obsessed with all things nutrition, science, and helping you navigate this information while maintaining a deep sense of peace and empowerment in your body. I'm a registered dietitian who started out with an eating disorder and then fell in love with learning about how God intricately designed our bodies to be resilient and so much more than superficially beautiful. I am now a mama who loves to be healthy, not because of how it makes me look, but because of how it has transformed the energy I can give to my family, my friends, and you. On this show, we hit on real talk around the latest nutrition science and body image resiliency, all while balancing it between grit and grace. Think of this as your weekly audio coffee to encourage your empowered eating journey. This is the Fuel Her Awesome podcast. What is up, sister? I missed you. I'm so glad to be back. It has been a wild 6 weeks. Man, somebody asked me the other day, they said, how are you feeling, Jess, about all of this? And I was like, all of the adjectives, everything. I closed a major chapter in my life, which had, again, all of the emotions, and I'm stepping out into a new chapter, and it's exciting and scary and fun and awesome. All of it. I'm so here for it. But I did miss you guys here on the Fuel Her Awesome show. I'm really excited to be back. And one of the things you can expect in the coming weeks is that we are going to be dropping episodes bi-weekly. So I'll be seeing you every other Monday as opposed to every week. And then we'll have some series sprinkled on throughout the year. I really love series because we hit on a specific topic from all angles. And so you can expect to see that in the coming weeks. I also have lots of cool new services that are available to you. All of this is over at my website, jessbrownrd.com, and my website gal, Studio 410. If you're looking for someone, she's amazing. She has updated it. So you got to go see my new pictures. I took a new photo shoot in front of our Airstream, which is like my happy place. And so got to put those on there. But some of those services, I'm really excited to offer you. One of them is a new intro, Empowered Eating Intro Package. So if you're like, I don't know if I want like the full 12-week coaching package, Jess, but I do need a kickstart. Like I need you to look at my food. I need you to give me a plan. I need you to give me a little kick in the butt, but with lots of love and grace, of course. And maybe look at my supplements. I've got an intro package for you. And what that will allow me to do is get like a really clear idea of where you're at. And then I can make any additional recommendations if needed. Like we can do a food sensitivity test, which by the way, most insurances do cover that. So we could always check for that. And we could do that, or we could do a hair mineral tissue analysis just to see what your mineral status is. I've got all these cool new tools that we can pull in, but check that out. I'll drop the links below in the show notes in case y'all are interested in that. But man, I've been busy and I'm excited. I'm so excited to be here. But it's been wild. And one of the coolest things about stepping away and just getting some space on my calendar was really a recalibration and a recentering of kind of coming back to, okay, why do we have the Fuel Her Awesome show? And you know, what are we doing here? And I want to dive into that today. We are here truly to fuel your awesome. This is something I believe very deeply in. I have this theory that every single one of you out there is unique and awesome. And I know this theory is true because I've met so many of you. Each one of you has something unique to give to the world. And one of the things that just puts me on my soapbox and like fuels my fire more than anything is when that awesome is eclipsed by hangups with food and body image. And this can present in a few different ways. So like there's kind of like what I went through, which was the more eating disorder, disordered route where we don't give our body nutrition or we abuse our body. That can definitely be a way your awesome is eclipsed, or it might be on the opposite ends of the spectrum, which is more the neglect. Like we just don't feed ourselves or we don't move our body or we don't give ourselves quality nutrition or time. I mean, that's the big one. We women are, we are juggling all of the things, way too many things always. And I think we're amazing for that. Pat on the back for all of us. But sometimes with that, we're spending so much energy on others that we don't take the time to take care of our own body. And one of the things that has really helped me is thinking of, like, this family that I'm building or this mission that I'm on, all of these things that I care very deeply about, I am a part of that as well. So, like, my family and me giving to my family, they're my number one. I am a part of that family. And if I'm breaking down myself and my body and my own well-being to give to my family, I'm not really building my family. So, all of that to say, you have an awesome sister. You have it. And your family, your work, your career, your friends, they need you and you're awesome. And we need to get out of our own way. So, here on the Fuel Her Awesome show, we are really hitting on two main points. Nutrition is something you partner with to fuel that awesome. Nutrition is something that gives you health on a new level. It helps us as we age. It makes it so health is our platform, not our glass ceiling. And that's really my goal for you here from the nutrition standpoint, is to help you find this partnership with food so that you can do more, have more energy, have a higher capacity to give to whatever your awesome mission is. The second part of fueling your awesome is really to empower you to recognize and embrace your awesome. You have it. And like I mentioned, so often this is eclipsed by our own hangups. And I want to clear some of that away so we can get out of our own way and just be healthy little Energizer bunnies. You guys ready for it? So I really think of being here on the show. I am a dietitian. I've got my master's degree in nutrition. So I guess, I mean, you call me the nutrition expert, but I have this saying that, I am the expert on food, but you are the expert on you. And so when I talk about all of this nutrition, all of the food stuff, I really am having more of a conversation like a big sister than a dietitian here. And if you have big sisters, or if you are a big sister, I'm a big sister. One of the roles of being a big sister is that we make all the mistakes so the younger ones don't have to. And so here on the show, I really want to have this conversation with you about how I went wrong with food, how I stopped fueling my awesome in hopes that you can do it a little bit differently. So I'm going to go way back. Is that cool? We're relaunching the show. So I thought I'd just take it all the way back to the beginning of how I got here and why I believe so much in empowered eating. So my story and my food stuff really started in high school. I grew up in the 90s, which if y'all are 90s babies, the struggle is real. It was a madhouse back then. Everybody wanted to be skinny. Skinny was the thing. Thinner was better. Weighing less was the priority. And it was everywhere. Like, it was in the commercials and the magazines. It was in our parents and all the people around us. Everybody just wanted to be skinnier. This is when the snack wells phenomena took off. This is when fat-free everything came out. This is when the paparazzi was hyper fixated on celebrities and their bodies changing. I mean, I have this visual of, like, all the girls I love, the Britneys, the Jessica Simpsons, and they showed these poor women and their bodies changing and would criticize them. So it really clearly sent this message right off the bat in my crucial teenage years that people are watching our body and people are watching it and they're criticizing how it changes, which, first of all, is a lie. But second of all, oh my gosh, what a horrible thing to be implanted in a teenager's mind. But if you grew up in the 90s, you know what I'm talking about. So this is where my body image stuff really started. And then I would just remember picking up on my friends' moms. And I had one friend's mom who she'd eat half of a power bar for breakfast, half of a power bar for lunch, and popcorn for dinner. And I thought that's how you did it. Like, this woman was beautiful. I looked up to her. So I thought, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. So then I'm like, why didn't I listen to my own mom? My mom's awesome. She didn't struggle with any of that. Thanks, mom. You're amazing. But I just picked up on that and started doing it. So I would do the same, like eat half a power bar for breakfast, half a power bar for lunch, and then popcorn for dinner. But I was a growing athlete. You know how damaging that is for a teenage athlete? So that's where it started. And I didn't really get into more of like the eating disorder stuff until college. I went to college and I didn't intentionally start having an eating disorder. It was something that just evolved over time. It was, I didn't like my body. I felt embarrassed of my body. Some of that was the changes that were happening in that day and age. I mean, I did go away to school. My mom wasn't cooking for me anymore. Bodies change, right? I wish we weren't so afraid of that. But I thought it was terrible and I was really embarrassed. And I had that image of like Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears, and everybody's looking at their bodies change, so somebody must be looking at mine. So I got really insecure about it and decided I couldn't control my eating. So the harder it was like the harder I tried to restrict that, the more I wanted all the food, which now I understand why. There's psychology behind that, right? And so I just started figuring out ways to get rid of the food that I ate, which is just so like I look back at college me and I just want to hug her. I just want to say, girl, no, you don't have to do this. But at the time, I really didn't know any better. I just knew I felt uncomfortable in my skin and I was willing to do anything to not feel that way, even abuse my body. And so that's where it went in college. As I went into my senior year, I really had this revolutionary moment where I pulled faith back into my story. And I am someone that faith leads my steps today. And if you're someone that has a faith background, awesome. If you're not, like my good friend Bob Goff says, don't be talked in or talked out of anything today. This is just a part of my story. But I really went back into my faith and reconnected with God on a very deep level. And that healed me in my journey and my eating disorder. So I stopped all the eating disorder behaviors. It took several years for me to learn more about my personality type and how to develop an emotional intelligence to manage some of the emotions that I felt. But I flipped, I always say, like, our eating patterns, I think, are a metaphor for how we are in life. And I struggled with bulimia, which is like binging and purging. And so I always say I purged bulimia. Like I got rid of it. I was done. It was out. And truly, that went back to my faith and God coming back into my life. So after college, I didn't engage in eating disorder behaviors anymore. Like that was a thing of the past. But what I did struggle with was feeling comfortable in my body. I was introduced to intuitive eating, and I'm a big fan of intuitive eating. Really dove into that for a season, and it served me really, really well for about a decade. Intuitive eating, if you're not familiar with it, it's a great book, it's a great read. At the heart of it, it's learning to tune into your body, which is a lot of what we talk about on the show. But one of the things about intuitive eating is there's this 10th principle. It's the very last one, and it talks about gentle nutrition. Now, I'm one of those, I'm like a 90%er. Like, I'll do something 90% of the way and then I won't finish it. My husband, he's always like, Jess, there's one dish left in the sink. You couldn't put the last dish in. And I'm like, oh, it's like I don't notice. I did that with intuitive eating. I followed all the principles, but then the last piece, which is actually learning about nutrition, I hadn't quite gotten back into. And I know that might sound kind of strange because I'm a dietitian and that's what I do for a living. But I think because of my history with an eating disorder and the obsession, I was afraid to get back into nutrition because I was nervous about becoming obsessive. I didn't want to go anywhere near a disordered relationship with food again. So I kind of swung to this other side and like started neglecting it. I was able, I mean, I was in my 20s, so I could pull this off for a while, but then it wasn't until I had my first son that I had to reevaluate this and dive back into nutrition. So after my first boy was born, I have this like vivid memory of getting ready and I'm looking at my eyes. I've got dark circles under my eyes. My skin looks like a plant that hasn't been watered in a week. My hair was falling out. I was not one of those people that had like the gorgeous hair during pregnancy. I lost it. I lost it like all around my face. I lost my eyebrows, which I now know is a thyroid thing. But I looked at myself and I'm like, I am struggling. This whole parenting thing is real. I knew it was going to be exhausting, but the way I'm caring for my body is not helping me in this process. It's like me eating ice cream for dinner because that's what sounded good and I was too tired to make dinner is not actually helping with how fatigued I already feel. So I kind of had this bring it to Jesus moment where I was like, I gotta learn a little bit more about taking care of my body and start applying some of the things that I know to be true about nutrition that I haven't wanted to look at for a while. And this is when empowered eating was born, because I thought, how can I go back to focusing on nutrition and implementing some of these things that are awesome about food without getting obsessive? And without knowing it, back then, I started operating under the empowered eating model, which is really combining the two primary focus points of intuitive eating, which is listening to our body and nutrition science. The biggest difference is I just layered my values on top of that because I had a bigger picture in mind now. Like, this wasn't just about what 90s Jess was after, which was being skinnier. This was about having energy for my son, my husband, my job, all of it. Like, this was bigger than me. And so I went back to the drawing board with nutrition. But what I found at the time that was not working, and this is what I really want, like the big sister Jess side of me to come in here today and talk to you about, is this pendulum swing. This swing from like in teenage years, it's disordered eating. And then we go in our 20s to like almost like neglect, again, because we can in some ways. If you're in your 20s, whew, that energy is endless. But as you get into your 30s and your 40s, it starts to change a little bit. We realize we need a partnership with nutrition. And then I'm not in perimenopause yet, but actually I was. My nutrition helped me not, helped me backtrack a little bit. But I do know that as we enter perimenopause and menopause, things shift again. And instead of swinging on this pendulum where we go from obsessing to neglect or overeating and undereating, what I want to do is stop riding that wave and learn how to read my body and listen to my body and partner with food. So this is where I went wrong in the past. I went wrong in my teenage years, in my 20s, in my early 20s, but I am hopping off that pendulum swing today. And I want to invite you to do the same. So here on the Fuel Our Awesome Show, we are going to be hitting on how to partner with food and how to embrace your inner awesome. These are like the two main points that we hit on. Now, partnering with food, I mean, there are so many ways to partner with food, but for today, there are three main nutrition points that contribute to your mental clarity. And I want to make sure we're all on the same page in that. So the three main nutrition points are getting enough omega-3 fatty acids. Sister, omega-3 fatty acids are lotion for your brain. They help your neurotransmitters move through in a smoother way, and they just keep everything nice and soft. Like, if you look at your hands and they look like they need some lotion, that's what your brain needs when it's feeling foggy. It needs some lotion, and omega-3 fatty acids are the way to do it. There's a few different ways we can get omega-3 fatty acids. If you eat fish twice a week, you're rocking it, girl. Great job. Keep it up. If you do not eat fish or you live in New Mexico like I do, and there's not a lot of resources for quality fish, we may need some help with some supplements. So there are awesome omega-3 supplements on the market. I do recommend specific omega-3 supplements because there are different types of omega-3 fatty acids. There's DHA and EPA. And without giving you a whole biochemistry lesson today, in short, you need more DHA, and most of the cheap supplements do not offer that. So if you want a good recommendation, shoot me a message. I'd love to send you my fave. But we need some lotion. Get that omega-3 lotion out and give it to your brain. You will feel so much better. Another way we can partner with food is getting enough magnesium. If you've listened to this show before, you know I am a magnesium mama. They've done research, and very little of the population gets enough of this from food. It's actually really hard to get from food in these therapeutic doses. So this is another supplement I do typically recommend to most females. Again, if you want the one that doesn't mess with your gut and acts as a laxative, or maybe you do, I don't know. Shoot me a message. I'll get you hooked up with the right one. And then the third nutrition point that is essential to partnering with food is getting your gut health on point. Sister, the poop report is so crucial. It's funny. I was talking with a client this morning and I was asking her like all the questions. I'm like, what does it look like? How often do you go? Do you feel satisfied? And her eyes were like so big. She's all, Jess, this feels really weird to talk about. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I forget. Like, I'm just so into it. That form of biofeedback is so powerful. It literally is telling you what is happening inside your gut, your absorption system, where food is transferred into your body. It is the picture of your nutrition. So pay attention before you flush. And don't be surprised if you work with me and I ask you about it. Okay, so we are hitting on that is how we're going to partner with food here on the Fuel Her Awesome Show today. Cool. Omega-3 fatty acids, lotion for your brain, magnesium involved in over 300 biochemical markers in your body, and it's hard to get from food. So let's add a supplement and let's do it before bed because it'll help you sleep better. And let's get your gut health on point. If you're stuck on any of those, I'd love to help you with those. The second area that we are fueling your awesome is embracing your inner awesome. And one of the biggest boulders, I said this at the beginning, one of the biggest boulders that gets in our path when we are not seeing our own awesome is that we tend to have, how do I want to say this? We need to recalibrate our definition of healthy. If you grew up in the 90s, you're tainted like me. And we need to recalibrate it. We need to really look at what we value and how our health fits into that. So if you're like, well, Jess, you know, I know what I value. I just want to be in better shape. I'm like, but why? What does that give you? Tell me that reason, and then that's going to either give us fuel to go on this mission. It's going to motivate you on a deeper level, or it's going to let us know that maybe it's rooted in something that's not actually that important to you, and this is more shame-based. Either way, it's great to get that clear at the base, because then we don't set ourselves up for this like pendulum swing again. If you think, you know, you don't love your body, you want to change it, I would ask why? Where did that come from? What do you get from changing your body? What makes you, what is better in your life? These conversations give us access to that deeper layer so we have a clearer understanding of where you're going. It prevents us from getting stuck. So I have a little mission for you today. Are you ready? If you're on the road, you may need to come back and do this, but I want you to draw a roadmap. This is something I love to do with my coaching clients. And I thought, you know, to kickstart the Fuel Her Awesome Show, let's just all do it together. If you are working on fueling your awesome, we need a clear health destination plan. And I'm going to tell you right now, weight loss is not it. Weight loss might be a part of it, but that's not the destination plan. So let's create this together. So if you can, I want you to grab a piece of paper, and on the top left corner of that paper, I want you to think of yourself in 6 months from now. So I think that's going to be fall. Ooh, yeah. Let's think of fall. Fall is our favorite, right? At least for me. I'm one of those basic babes. I want you to think of the fall. If you could be the healthiest version of yourself in 6 months, like what would be different? Do you want to feel stronger? Do you want to feel more confident? Are you exercising more? Are you exercising less? Are you stretching? Do you have better sleep? Do you have a deeper understanding of nutrition? Do you have longer, healthier hair? What comes to mind? In the top left-hand corner, I want you to just start to paint this picture because here's the deal. Most of us, one of the biggest things I hear from folks when they start any health journey is that they're afraid it isn't going to work. They are afraid of failure. And 99% of the time, I believe we are afraid of failure because we don't actually know where we're going. We don't actually know, other than saying, like, I want the scale to go down. Beyond that, we don't actually know what healthier us looks like. So, what I want you to do is spend some time defining that. What does that look like for you? Write that, draw that, just put some pictures, whatever it is that you need to do to express that, put that in the top left corner. Now, at the bottom right-hand corner, I want you to write where you are now in relation to where you want to be. So, like if you want to exercise more or you want to feel stronger, like how much are you exercising now? And there's no judgment here. This is just a little bit of a reality check. Like, where are we now? How much time do you have? Where are you right this moment? Then we're going to connect those two. We're going to connect it with this nice, windy mess of a dotted line that goes back and forth and back and forth until they're connected. Then I want you to look at each of those little corners, because that line should not be straight. No journey is a straight line ever. I want you to come up to the first corner before that makes that you make that turn and ask yourself, what would it look like to turn the first corner? Like, I've got this idea of who I want to be and the woman I'm becoming in 6 months, but instead of thinking of it that far out, I want you to think of it just 2 weeks from now. Like, what would be the first corner I need to turn on this journey getting to my end destination? What we're doing now is we're actually breaking up this journey in a step-by-step process so that it feels attainable. Again, most of us are afraid of failure, so we just don't even start because we're so afraid that we'll never get there. So instead, we just stay miserable. We're breaking it up and looking at, like, what's the first thing I can do? And when you put it on this map, I'm really visual. So what I like about this is it allows me to see that this first corner that I turn is on the path, it's on the road. I'm in process to that bigger picture. I've got a ways to go, sure, but there's something about seeing it down the road and beyond where we are right now. And we've got to give ourselves that credit. When we are working on something really, really big, which fueling your awesome is a big goal, it's a lifetime goal, it really is. We have to have these little steps along the way where we celebrate ourselves, where we acknowledge our accomplishment, where we look at how far we've come. Otherwise, we are going to feel like a failure. We're going to feel like it's never going to happen. This is true about anything in life, right? When we're working on those big goals, we have to see the micro steps along the way, because that is what will keep us going. Friend, this is fail-proof, and it's a posture of curiosity that is going to take you all the way there. If you were to give yourself really 6 months, a full 6 months instead of just a couple weeks to work on some of these goals, you would be amazed at what you could do. You'll be blown away by your awesome. I'm blown away by your awesome, but this way you would actually see it because you would see your progress. There are two things that we're doing here. Number one is partnering with nutrition so that health is our platform, not our glass ceiling. And two is getting a really clear idea of where we're going, of what a healthier version of us looks like so that we can get out of our own way. You're already awesome. Where you are today, what you wrote in that bottom right-hand corner, that is already awesome. You know how I know that? Because my guarantee is that your best friend would say the same thing. So if you're saying something different about yourself, then that's a lie you've told yourself. I'm just going to call it what it is right now. I don't want to get out of your head right now. You're already awesome. But I think it's amazing that you want to take it to the next level. So let's get clear on what that looks like. Don't just put weight loss in that top left-hand corner, but let's get really clear of what that looks like, what it gives to you, and where we're going. And if you need help in that interim, in that windy road in between, get some good people in your corner. Share this journey with a spouse, with a friend. Hire a coach. I'd love to be that person for you if you're looking for someone. Get someone in your corner so that they can cheer you on along the way. Because nowhere in this journey should you feel less than or not enough. Because I know you would never say that to someone else, right? So why would we say it to ourselves? Sister, I am so glad to be back. I'm so happy you're here, and I'm really pumped to fuel your awesome in the coming week. If this show empowered you, would you do me a quick favor? Would you pause and leave a review? Those reviews, one, they're like giving me a hug. I truly love reading them. And two, they really help the show get shared and passed on to someone else. So if you could take a minute, leave a review, that would be stellar. Sister, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so happy to reconnect. Until next time, cheers and happy eating.
I'm so glad you were here today. Let's do yourself a favor and write down at least one actionable item that you can take away from today's episode to start fueling your awesome. Here on the show, we scratch the surface of empowered eating, but if you're looking to dive in deeper, I would love to help you out with that. Head over to jessbrownrd.com. You can check out my free empowered eating workshop. You can take a free quiz to see if your eating style aligns with your values, or better yet, book a discovery call with me to learn more about how to further your empowered eating journey. I cannot wait to be in your ear again, cheering you on along the way. Until then, cheers and happy eating.